Welcome to Volume 4 of the Captain's Log Project on KXCI. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space. So it feels good to connect and hear how everyone is doing. This week, more KXCI DJs and folks from our community submitted captain's logs. You can submit a captain's log too. Just email amya@kxci.org and I'll send you instructions and help you with recording. It's really easy, I promise, and we would love to hear from you. Quarantine, the current situation. These are stories of our community, its continuing mission to stay well and stay safe. To seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another, to boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of Captain's Logs.
My name is Mike Simons, and this is my captain's log for April 28, 2020. I've been home since March 9th, so this is week 8. I am one of the fortunate who are able to work from home. Computer, voice over IP, video, email. It's very productive. The internet conked out one day. That was a surprise and frustration. Prospective customer demand has been down, but one upside is the ability to have deeper business and personal conversations as a result of more time. Maybe someone will do a study called How I Got Through COVID-19. Who closed their business? Who pivoted? Who hunkered down and persevered? And how did they do it? I am getting less exercise and I miss playing tennis. I am enjoying being able to look out the window to watch nature, especially the amusing baby quail running around like wind-up toys. I've been eating more. I enjoy cooking, so I've been making more of the things we always like. Enough food to feed us for 3 days if possible, because leftovers are always tasty. We have enjoyed takeout a few times, and I miss actually eating out in a restaurant. When I go visit my wife's studio, I make a point of getting some pizza at Empire. I am feeling grateful to live in Tucson. We have such a great community. I know there will be an evolving new normal everywhere. For example, those new sit-stand desks at work that face someone directly opposite, we'll see. I want to close with sharing heartfelt gratitude for the overworked first responders, the healthcare workers, the restaurants, and everyone who kept working through this, and concern and support to those who lost loved ones, who are out of work, as well as everyone who had to make very difficult decisions about the livelihood of their workers, their own investments, and their future. I sure look forward to being able to see everyone soon.
Director Joe, Captain's Log Stardate 4/24/20.2, Day 42 of social distance quarantine in the Starship Honey. The student crew is dispersed and working diligently under the watchful eye of the unwavering dedication of the Satori teachers and staff to maintain learning through a central learning system called Internet. Our engagement with Internet can be challenging and on Internet terms. As captain, I have kept calm by eating anything First Officer Gary provides through the replicator. Maintaining the Federation has been challenging, given the prime directive of social distancing. During this time of uncertainty, we ask ourselves, can we accomplish our mission? Are TP supplies enough? Will the replicator keep working? We know that our mission will be for the betterment of all humankind, and we will continue this mission with hopes of hugs in the near future.
Wanda Frank. This is the captain's log, stardate April 30th. I am a retired therapist and nursing faculty member in mental health. And since March 15th, I've been quarantined and isolated early than most cases since I have an immunocompromised condition. But this is my report. My first days of quarantine were very unstructured. I watched a lot of movies, ate what I wanted, exercised occasionally, gained 10 pounds, and basically drifted into space. Then I started my organizing phase, thinning out my lecture files, organizing closets a bit, getting rid of some books. Then I realized, too, that my sleep was very disrupted by anxiety. I would sleep 4 hours and awake, and then I'd stay up about 2 hours watching TV and then sleep 2 hours in the morning. Basically, it was the uncertainty of the future that crowded my thoughts, and reading at night interfered with my worry. Weekends, I would receive a Zoom message from my son and his family, particularly to see my 15-month-old granddaughter. And this just filled me with incredible joy. And then, after we hung up, profound sorrow to be missing her. I don't know when the losses really hit me full force, but I also missed my daily activities, seeing friends, going to lunch or dinner, movies, shopping, generally being spontaneous, to choose what I wanted to do. Phone calls and texting helped each day, so that those contacts helped me immensely. I realized I was not alone right now, but I am not alone. I should also mention I am grateful for the friends who shopped for me and left food on my doorstep. They might have stayed for a few minutes 6 feet away and chatted with me. And I'm grateful to my son who helped me survive. By the next week, I noticed my daily mood would hit a low point in the afternoon, and I needed a nap. Afterwards, I would walk my dog in the churchyard and then stay on the porch waving to neighbors who were walking by. I don't know what normal will look like after this, but the following questions have helped me to get through this a day at a time. What am I grateful for today? Who am I connecting with today, including my higher power? What expectations of normal am I letting go of today? Am I getting outside today? And lastly, what beauty am I creating or cultivating today? Over and out.
You're listening to the Captain's Log Project on 91.3 KXCI Tucson, where we ask our community how they're doing in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home.
This is Kevin. I'm a volunteer at KXCI and a member since I can't remember when. I've been a member for a long time. It is Captain's Log, Stardate 5120. It's the sixth week of this COVID business of being at home. I'm surviving on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and other comfort foods. I've learned from all this that it's the little things that count. Like going for walks in the neighborhood and seeing these little rocks that kids around the neighborhood are painting with special messages like be kind and have faith and good luck and other things with pretty little designs like bees and butterflies and things like that. So that's another thing to think about. I appreciate KXCI and it keeps me from going insane because it's original, it's creative, and it's connecting me to the rest of Tucson where normally I wouldn't otherwise. So, as I said, appreciate the little things and keep listening to KXCI.
This is Elva, host of Friday Night's The Wire Service, Captain's Log, Stardate, late April or early May 2020. I'm not sure, it's been a while since I've been out. I think since the middle of March. I've been home with my wife and dog, studying their patterns, their nonverbal expressions. It's interesting, it seems like we've begun moving in unison. I've been trying to perfect the vegan chocolate chip cookie. I'm determined. I'm also working on my own version of the quarantine cocktail and happy to continue to find the perfect combination. I'll let you know when I get there. I've also been learning new technical skills to help DJs get their programs on the air and to make sure that I get you new music every Friday night. Feels good to hear new music and know that listeners are tuning in. Maybe in a bit of a different way. Thanks for listening. Thanks to the frontline workers, all of you. I'm grateful and hopeful that we'll create something new and beautiful on the other end of this.
Lieutenant Commander's Log, Stardate 4-28-2020. We've been floating in space now, isolated, 2.5 months. Captain Bridge has been implementing new ways to make radio. Meanwhile, as First Officer, I have other duties. I keep an eye on provisions provided by our protein resequencer slash pantry. We're minimizing excursions rather than masking up to beam down to a virally hostile planet for sustenance and two-ply. Starfleet has made our prime directive clear. Keep the content flowing to the community of listeners. Working from home, we use a laptop as a view screen as we zoom across the musical landscape. These are the voyages of the Starship KXEI, our ongoing mission to seek out new songs and local culture, to boldly go where no DJs had gone before. Lieutenant Commander Mike Sterner, signing off.
Vincent Edward Arrieta, Captain's Log, Stardate, April 21st, 2020. Neil Young once said, "I've got to get away from this day-to-day running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere." As of today, I have been in a state of quarantine in the West Texas town of El Paso for 41 days. I have left my house four separate occasions in that time, once to buy groceries, and the other three times to buy tacos de cebrada from a local restaurant called Jaime's Hut Inn. The risk of contracting a potentially fatal disease is outweighed by the sheer joy that is brought to me by eating those tacos. I'm convinced that Jaime's Hut Inn tacos are not only the greatest tacos I've ever eaten, they're a large part of why I haven't completely gone insane in the last 41 days. A group of friends and I have taken it upon ourselves to host remote movie parties every other night via Discord. The five of us take turns selecting the films and five respective means of viewing them. We count down together to sync up the start of the film, that way we're watching together, separately. When the movie's over, we reconnect and discuss what we've just seen. Some of the films we've watched include personal favorites of mine that my friends had never seen, like Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver, classics that I had somehow never seen, like David Leeds' Bridge on the River Kwai, and several newer, less popular, but nonetheless great independent films such as Riley Stern's The Art of Self-Defense, Kelly Reichardt's Night Moves, and my personal favorite of the batch, David Robert Mitchell's neo-noir, soon-to-be cult classic Under the Silver Lake. A few days ago, I found out that my neighbor had been exhibiting symptoms of the virus for the past 2 weeks, and has been denying inquiries from friends and family. As I swept my backyard, the vines on the fence separating my yard from theirs swayed ominously in the wind. I paused for a moment and contemplated the specter looming feet from where I stood. Naturally, the usual anxieties and extraneous worries of being in the grip of a global pandemic have crossed my mind, some more valid than others, but today a strange thought entered my head. Yesterday, Jonathan Tyler released a magnificent new song called Underground Forever. As I cleaned my house today, I kept returning to that song in between records and various tasks. I must have played the song at least 30 times when it hit me. The specter was absent. The wind rustled the vines, and I thought nothing more of it than I would on any other beautiful spring day. I don't know if I can completely attribute that to Jonathan's song, but I do know that in 20 years, hopefully I'll either be somewhere relaxing or hard at work, the wind will rustle the leaves, and I'll look back fondly on today. Someday, believe it or not, I'm going to miss these days. So, to sum things up in Jonathan Tyler's simple yet eloquent words, it's all right, feeling uptight, there's enough light, we'll get through the night together.
Thank you.
listening to Volume 4 of the Captain's Log Project on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of quarantine and social distancing. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me today. We'd really like to hear from you. To submit a log, email me at amya@kxci.org. It's easy, I promise, and I can help you. Thank you to Vincent, Director Joe, Dr. Wanda Frank, Kevin, Mike Simon, Elva, and Sterner for sharing your life on today's program. Sending good thoughts your way. On today's program, you just heard Jonathan Tyler's new single, Underground Forever, as well as music from John Suri, Arizona artist Steve Roach, Miracle Tones, Robin Guthrie, and Harold Budd, as well as music from Moby. You can find our complete playlist at kxci.org. Hang in there, friends. Remember that music can lift your spirits and take you on journeys and exercise your body, mind, and spirit.
Live long and prosper.